God is good.
And all the time.
Now that you're ready for me, let's try that again. God is good.
And all the time.
Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you to First Church this morning. We thank you so much for your presence here. And I think I took the words right out of Miss Deanna's mouth. Would you stand up and greet each other this morning? All right. If I could have your attention this morning. I know. The preacher didn't give you enough time. I know. It is great to see everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope you enjoyed springtime yesterday. And I hope you weren't too confused this morning when you went outside, as I was. I didn't wear a coat. I thought it would be like yesterday. I mean, you know. But anyway, as Missouri is, it changed quickly, right? Well, I do welcome you. I thank you so much for your presence. If the ushers would pass out the registration pads, we will. You can be filling those out as we're looking at our announcements. So if ushers would do that at this time, and make sure you put your name, address, telephone number, all that information in those registration pads. If you're visiting with us, we put out a special welcome for you. We thank you so much for your presence. And we just, in this new year, first Sunday of the new year, this is also Epiphany Sunday. So I'll talk about that a little bit too. But if you are visiting with us, we welcome you. And if you would especially put your name, address, telephone number, all that contact information in there, I would greatly appreciate it. That way we can greet you properly in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right, boys? I have an amen section this morning right here. So, all right, if you would open up your announcement sheet this morning, I'd appreciate it. Like I said, this is Epiphany Sunday. It is why, if you're wondering why the church is still decorated, this is the last day of Christmas, the Christmas season, essentially. And so, Epiphany is when we celebrate the wise men coming to visit the baby Jesus sometime between his first and second birthday. The wise men visited the baby Jesus in his home. And so, if you notice, we have our wise men up here, and it's not like our creches tell us, so don't get your theology from the creche, because they were not in the manger scene at the time the wise men visited the baby Jesus. They were at home, so that's important that you know that. But along those lines, we will be taking all this down right after this worship service. So worship team for sure, but anyone else who would be willing to stay and help us tear this down, we would greatly appreciate it. You don't have to put it away. Tonight, the youth are meeting from 6 to 8, so if you have a youth or a youth that's a grandchild of yours, make sure you let them know. Tonight, 6 to 8, they will actually put everything away, but we need everything taken down and boxed up, so please stick around and help us out in that regard. All right, if you notice on the front of your bulletin, on the front of your announcement bulletin, it says an open house invitation. This is, Jamie and I are having an open house today. And I just have to say this, please come, because if you don't, I just could never eat all the food that she has cooked. She has gone crazy, or at least crazier than normal. And so we just hope that you come from 3 to 6. I want to add something to these directions, all right? I didn't notice this until my mom saw it last night. You need to head south out of Warsaw on Highway 65. All right, and then turn east on Highway 7, which is at our corner, for those of you who are familiar with the area. I'm tangled up here this morning. Well, as most of you probably would imagine, the pastor lives across from the funny farm out there on Highway 7. So, but anyway, please know that as you come out to the open house. I do have to say one thing, kind of take some privilege here this morning. Today is someone very special to me. It's their birthday today. My mom's birthday is today, so make sure you wish her a happy birthday. Mom and Dad are here, and of course Jim and Ginger will be out to help us with the open house as well. So we're excited about that. Hope you have time to be there. Please pay attention to all the announcements that are in your bulletin. A lot of great things taking place as we get fired up for the new year. So please read that carefully. Put that on your calendar. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Eric.
Yeah.
Before we really get rolling, we have so enjoyed the poinsettias this season, haven't we? They've just been beautiful and added so much. But it's time for them to go. And so if you ordered a poinsettia, if you would please take them today. If you did not and there's still poinsettias here, please feel free to take them. Thank you all.
It just is so beautiful, and I almost hate to see them go. But anyway, so please do that. Thank you. Let us have a prayer, and then we'll have our prelude. And we just thank you for your presence this morning. Let's pray. Dear God, you're an awesome God. We give you thanks and praise for this day, God. We thank you so much, Lord, that we have this place of worship to gather, and we can do it freely and proudly, Lord. We can come together to worship you, to do our best to focus our lives upon you right here, right now, in this place. And to help us, God, we need your help. We know that you're already present, but we want to be intentional in asking you to be with us in a powerful way. And dear Lord, when you are here, we expect great things to happen. And so we give you thanks for that faith as well. So God, anoint us here today. Scare all evil and negative thoughts from this premises because of your presence. In Jesus' name, God, make us one with you and one with each other. Amen.